The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It's an emergency podcast. Woo, woo. Myself and Ryan Wilson are here, and we are going to break down the news that the Washington Football Professional NFL team, that's what we've, our editorial has told us to describe them as moving forward. The Washington Professional NFL Football Team, Ryan. Hope you got that. The Washington Redskins are changing their name and logo. The team announced it on Monday morning, first thing Monday morning, because they wanted to ruin everybody's day. Here is a statement from the Washington Redskins football team under the Washington Redskins banner. On July 3rd, we announced the commencement of a thorough review of the team's name. That review has begun in earnest. As part of this process, we want to keep our sponsors, fans, and community apprised of our thinking as we go forward. Today, we are announcing we will be retiring the Redskins name and logo upon completion of this review. Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera are working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud tradition-rich franchise and inspire our sponsors, fans, and community for the next 100 years. Ryan, always good to talk to you after we appeared on HQ together in the first thing in the morning. Surprising HQ appearance, but what are you going to do? You certainly couldn't have seen this coming. Shocking news out of left field. What is your first thought with the Redskins? And look, we're going to call them the Redskins until they change it. I understand that it's I have trouble with Washington football team. So we're going to call them the Redskins. So they announce a new name. They haven't announced it yet. What are your thoughts on the Redskins name change?
I call them the Washington Football Club. That makes
sense. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Timer. But, my first inclination is, and you can't see this unless you watch it on YouTube, but I'm making the money signs.
Thank you. By the way, we are on YouTube for this, on YouTube for every podcast. You can, subscribe on YouTube. There's a separate Pick Six channel. You can find it on our Twitter accounts.
But I'm making the money signs because that's what got Daniel Snyder motivated to get off his keister and make a change. Because I don't remember the exact words out of his mouth, but he said, what did he say? No way will I ever change the name, something to that effect. He said that a few years ago.
He's basically going full Bud Adams and double birded the entire country.
Yeah, like, that's all he did do was the two middle fingers. That's right. But, he had no intention of wavering off his initial spot of keeping the name that's been there forever. But funny story, FedEx, who the stadium's named after, Nike, they said, hey, man, we're going to pull back on those advertiser dollars. What do you think about that?
And Fred Smith, the chairman of FedEx or the CEO of FedEx, is a minority owner. And by minority, I mean a smaller part in the Redskins.
He owns less than half the club.
Right. And by the way, his son, you know who his son is, right?
Yeah, Frank Smith.
Oh, you know who Fred Smith's son is, right?
That's right. It's the,
The Titans offensive coordinator.
We hated who we now love.
The Nike pulled all the Washington Football Club's items off their website and will make it more difficult to sell. And FedEx said, hey, look, we're going to pull the naming rights off the stadium. And these are big money deals. I agree with you. That's the ultimate. This did not happen because Native Americans were offended.
That's right. And Danny Cannell was on HQ after we were this morning, on Monday morning, and said he remembered playing for the Giants. They would drive into the stadium. I don't know if he played RFK or FedEx Field by that point, but they would always see Native Americans protesting. And sometimes there were big groups, sometimes there were smaller groups. But the fact that this isn't anything new. This has been going on for 15, 20 years, maybe even longer. So Dan Snyder, who bought the team in 99, finally has a chance to do the right thing 21 years later, his hands being forced, but he's going to do it. We'll see what the name is going to be. There was no announcement in that statement when that timetable will be. Their front office is a hot mess. They fired a couple guys over the weekend. They fired Bruce Allen, which I think was the right call, earlier this year. They hired Ron Rivera, who is walking. I mean, the guy, no fault of his own, Ron Rivera has walked into a door about 25 times since taking the Redskins job, doing just about everything but being head coach. So he has his hand in that, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing because he's a minority. So these are all good things, even if the way you get there ain't perfect.
Yeah, I was just noting that we'll get to the trademark stuff in a second, but Dan Steinberg of the Washington Post had pointed out that anyway, we'll get to that in a second. I would say that I understand that people don't like cancel culture, and they're because of the geographic nature of the Washington Redskins, there are a lot of people who are going to be upset that they are actually changing the name. Those are mostly Eastern Seaboard residing white people. But you know what? This is offended Native America. It's an offensive name. This is not even like, I think the Braves should probably change their name in baseball. The Indians should probably change the name in Cleveland in baseball as well. I think you'd have a discussion about the Chiefs. You know, nobody's mentioning them, but the bottom line is that Redskins is just flat out offensive. Like the Chiefs is at least a position of honor in an Indian tribe, right? Like you're in charge of the Indian tribe. Redskins is just simply a derogatory name that is just needed to be changed. And the only reason it hadn't been changed is because no one with enough authority and enough influence had wielded that over Dan Snyder. Because as an NFL owner, you have the ability to do basically whatever the F you want until someone says, hey, we're pulling the plug on cash. And that's the bottom line. Daniel Snyder didn't do this because I don't want to assume the motives, but I'm guessing that he didn't do this because he had some great awakening after he fired Bruce Allen and Ron Rivera came in. Although I do think that that makes a difference, having Ron Rivera's voice being heard rather than Bruce Allen's in the front office in Washington.
Yeah, I don't know how much that matters. I'm glad Ron Rivera's there, but he's had
when Dan Snyder's sounding board is not Bruce Allen, it's now Ron Rivera. That makes a difference.
Bruce Allen hasn't been there 20 years. So, I mean, there are
opportunities. They're 15?
Prior to that. And he's had black coaches on staff. And I mean, he's had opportunities. And look, it's been in his face in terms of how people felt. But to your point about the name change, I think you're giving cancel culture crowd too much credit. I don't think that there'll be a lot of pushback. Initially, maybe. But Miami University.
Anti-cancel culture crowd.
Right, anti-cancel culture. The people that are upset with the name change. Miami University changed their name from Redskins to Red Hawks. St. John's were the Red Men when you and I were growing up, and now they're the Red Storm. William & Mary, my alma mater, went to college with Mike Tomlin, Sean McDermott. They were the Indians when I was there. They're now the Tribe, and their mascot is a griffin. I'll give you $10 if you know what a griffin is.
It's the thing with the big stone statue, that the big bird, it's somewhere between a dragon and a bird, right?
That's actually pretty close. It's half eagle, half lion.
That's pretty, I didn't. Okay, I knew that. And it's spelled with a Y, too.
Maybe, but I didn't know what it was.
It's not like Peter Griffin, Griffen. It's Gryphon. Griffin. I know what a griffin is. The lion part escaped me.
I don't know if you got the spelling right, but you were close on the description. Anyway, my point is that college teams change their names all the time, and there's no pushback. No one cares. It'll be fine. We said this all the time. It's a marketing opportunity for Dan Snyder. I don't know why he was digging his heels in on this particular issue, but you know, again, he would have ended up on the wrong side of history if he chose not to, and his hand's been forced. And for whatever reason, Roger Goodell decided to come around and say, hey, man, we're going to mix this up. Good. We talked about this on the Drew Brees podcast. Dave Chappelle made a point that, you know, your allies are going to be imperfect sometimes. And this is an example of that. Whatever. I'm glad the name's changing.
Nice little Chappelle reference there. By the way, it's 1995.
I'm laughing because Debo just called you out in Slack because you misspelled Griffin.
No, but there's some alternative spellings in there as well.
Look at that. You did get it right. All right. All right. My apologies. Finally, you got something right on the pronouncement and the spelling of it. Good job.
And I sort of knew what it was. Half bird, half eagle.
Strong start to your Monday. All right. Way to go.
Anyway, my point being is that, so 1995. In 1995, the Redskins head coach was Norv Turner. In that since then, in 1995, my point being is that 1995 is when the Washington Bullets changed their name because Bullets was too offensive, so they changed it to Wizards. Since then, that was before Spurrier. That was before Joe Gibbs came back the third time. That was before Jim Zorn. That was before the Shanahans and RG3. That was before the 1 year of Marty Schottenheimer. Like, It's in 1995, bullets was too offensive, but Redskins wasn't. I mean, that says a lot about sort of where we've been in terms of culture and where we are now. And I think probably a positive. You mentioned the two front office guys that got fired. There are, I guess, some rumblings amongst DC media that this is going to be a busy week and perhaps an ugly week and a weird week for the Washington franchise. And I don't want to speculate too greatly on this, but when you fire two front office guys on a Saturday and you don't give the reason why, that throws up a bit of a red flag. And then for me, at least, another big red flag is when the same team that fired those front office guys comes out quickly within 48 hours and announces that they're getting rid of the name. Like July 3rd was when they announced they were going to do this, launch this, like dive into what to change the name to and all that. And it's July 13th in 10 days. They decided we got to get, so you're telling me for 20 years, this guy won't change the name. And within 10 days, he's convinced that he has to do it. I think they were probably planning on doing it anyway, but I do wonder about the timing of this because it's weird to announce that you're going to change the name without having the new name in place. Like that's what most people would do, right? They would be like, here's what we are. What do you think? And I just wonder if maybe there's a little more news relating to those firings or the franchise that might be coming out as well that the Washington ownership groups would appreciate being overshadowed by a name change that clearly is going to be the bigger story of the week.
We'll see. I mean, my first gut reaction is if this were the Kansas City Chiefs and those things that happened as you laid out, I'd be very concerned. This is the Washington Redskins, which is a walking, you know, clown show.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they're just bumbling their way through this. But you're right. There are people murmuring on Twitter. Who knows what that means? We'll find out if there's anything to that. But the idea of Washington firing two guys in the front office on a random Saturday in the summer isn't necessarily news. It is news about the name change, obviously. But again, I think that's because Daniel Snyder was backed into a corner and he has no options.
It's got my antenna up that the timing of it now, because I also think, I mean, again, it's July 13th when we're recording this and they've announced the move on a Monday morning. I mean, how are you going to implement this for the 2020 season? Maybe we'll decide that after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, so the Redskins have said they're going to get rid of the name. I do wonder, Ryan, do you think that they get, see, this is a little weird because this is not like Mariano Rivera retiring or Derek Jeter retiring and you do a victory lap around the league. Like, are you going to do a victory lap for Redskins? Are you going to play the season and be like, you know, this is the final season of a historical franchise name? Or are you going to change the team name and logo by the start of the theoretical start of the season in the beginning of September? That is a quick turnaround. I mean, you know, we're talking about billionaires. You can pull it off, but it's not just, you know, a logo that you're changing. You're also changing. I mean, there's a bunch of IT stuff you have to do. There's a bunch of signage you have to change. There's a bunch of uniforms you have to change. You have to register trademarks. You have to go through all these processes. You have to change the logo and everything within the league. And so it's a big old undertaking that would best be served to be done starting in, I don't know, say February ahead of September for the season rather than the middle of July ahead of September.
I don't know. It feels like a 2-week process. You have people on the payroll. Presumably you haven't fired them to get things done. Washington Post Cindy Boren tweeted this out on Monday morning. Two people with knowledge of the team's plan said Sunday that the preferred replacement name is tied up in a trademark fight, which is why the team can't announce it on Monday. And, you were doing some sleuthing as well, and you found out a whole bunch of names of some squatters, trademark squatters trying to make a little money off the old, Washington Football Club.
Yeah, let's get to that. Of course, I tweet out the guy's trademarked the thing. And, this guy's trademarked this stuff and his name is, Philip Martin McCauley. He has trademarked Washington Red Wolves, Washington Tribe, Washington Red Tails. Please don't change the Washington Tribe. Don't do that. That would be bad, right? We agree that, right?
We American Tribe. I could go for that.
Is that what William & Mary is now?
Yeah. Hmm. It's terrible. They could be driving and get a Griffin. There you go. Done and done.
Excuse me. I'm coughing here. Washington Monuments, Washington Veterans, Washington Red Tails, Washington War Hogs, and somebody actually out in California trademarked Washington Radskins, which is a very popular name on Twitter. But I tweeted out that this guy had been, that franchise tagged this, it sort of blew up. And of course, I got a, well, actually from Dan Steinberg of the Washington Post, at DC Sports Blog, story of my life, outblogged by Dan Steinberg once again. He's just doing better blogging than I am.
Steinberg, I think at one of the original blogs with balls, walked away from you because you were annoying him so much. Is that a true story?
Is it?
You told me that story, I think. I think you had a few pops. It was late at night.
Oh, yeah. That may be possible.
It's like 2007 or something.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm annoying late at night. I think, yeah. I don't think I said anything offensive.
No, I just think you were.
I didn't say, like, change the team to Washington Redskins. No. Yeah, but Snyder, this guy, he found this guy, Philip Martin McCauley, who is an actuary. He says he's an actuary with the Department of Energy. I had Googled him and he showed up as a real estate thing. I was sort of doing it on the fly. Anybody can have the real estate. Right. Anyway, this guy's a trademark squatter. It's what he does. Mm-hmm. He also has Washington Pandas and Washington Sharks. And, this guy likes to squat on, he likes to squat on trademarks. And, you know, it's possible he has all these things trademarked. Do you think that the Redskins will go with one of those names, or do you think they're going to go somewhere else? And are you offended that Philip Martin McCauley is trademarking all these things and squatting them? Cause I'm not. It's America. Do what you want. Like, is it annoying when people buy, like, I remember somebody bought like chrisbosch.com and Chris Bosch had to fight the guy to get his URL. Well, you know what? You should have bought it sooner.
It's annoying. Why does Chris Bosch have to buy his name as soon as it crosses someone else?
Do you think you own RyanWilson.com just because your name is Ryan Wilson? Should you get at Ryan Wilson on Twitter just because your name is Ryan Wilson?
But I guarantee you the person who owns it is Ryan Wilson because I'm not famous. The point is that this person is trying to make money off of something that requires no skill other than filling out paperwork at the patent office.
If you go to RyanWilson.com, what shows up is RyanWilson.com is available for $7.
Ooh.
If you search the domain for these teams, people have squatted on these domains. Like,
it's just annoying. So, I like the name Red Tails because it's the Tuskegee Airmen. That's cool. Whatever. I get that. And now this numbnut owns it. And I guarantee he's not selling for $100. So what? Are you going to pay $100,000 for what?
Well, you know what? If Dan Snyder had been less stubborn and had been willing to change the name 10 years ago, he wouldn't have this problem. If he'd done it 20 years ago, he'd already had the damn thing. Or if he thought about it ahead of time and said, you know what, maybe we'll change the name at some point, we'll be the Red Tails, and he goes ahead and locks it down under a different name, this wouldn't be a problem. So I think in like the Chris Bosch example is probably bad because that just sort of hosed Chris Bosch that he had to pay to get his URL, and there's no other Chris Bosch. But I don't have a lot of sympathy for Dan Snyder and the Washington Redskins, and them not changing their name.
The other thing is this guy going back to 2015 has trademarked, it looks like, more than 20 names.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's a terrible person.
Well, you're arguing that it's okay. He said he spent more.
I'm just saying in this specific case that I don't mind that that the Redskins are sort of getting their comeuppance.
And he told Fox 5 in DC a few years ago, according to Pro Football Talk, he spent $20,000 to secure these various trademarks. And I'm sort of with Prisco. When you talked with him on HQ, Prisco said, good, spend all the money you want. We'll just name him something else. And I hope he ends up eating $20,000 just for being a dummy. By the way, Breach is currently babysitting his daughter. So he wanted us to know that his name changed votes. Red Wolves, I think that's taken. Presidents are taken, and Panda Bears. Panda's taken. I don't know if Panda Bears is available, if that counts, if this dummy would take someone to court if they went with Panda Bears instead of Panda.
Adam Gold, a good friend of the show, has been a guest on the show and local Raleigh radio host, demands that we change the name of the podcast. Says that it should be the Goal Line Stand Pod, which actually might be a better name. And Pick Six is disrespectful and offensive to Jameis Winston.
Ooh, well done. Well played. Disrespectful to Jay Cutler if D'Angelo Hall is the defensive back. That's a shout out to Sean Wagner McGuff who got
well, fired. I mean, having Sean on here was disrespectful to Jay Cutler in the first place. So,
is that what he said?
Do you think? I like the Red Tails. I think that's good.
Yeah, too bad that Numbnut owns it.
You can buy him out. You're a billionaire. Give him 50 grand. Get it over with. The Red Tails are the favorite, according to betonline.com, at 3-1, along with the Washington Presidents at 3-1. The Washington Generals 4-1. Lincoln 6-1.
Wait a second. You can't do the Washington Generals. Oh, you can. I was thinking it was the Nationals. The Washington Generals are the schlubs that play the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's correct. But the Harlem Globetrotters, who own the trademark for Washington Generals, have indicated that they would be willing to sell that name to the Washington Redskins to get rid of Redskins, which is...
You could actually argue that the Washington Generals have had more success against the Harlem Globetrotters than the Redskins have had in the last few years against the NFL competition.
Absolutely. And do you think you could argue, too, that Washington Generals shouldn't be trademarked because there are lots of generals in Washington? Washington Veterans, 8-1. Washington Americans, 10-1. Washington Memorials, 10-1. Monuments, 10-1. Kings, 12-1. Roosevelt's, 12-1. And the Red Hawks, 15-1. The reason Red Tails makes a lot of sense, as you point out, you don't have to change anything. I mean, you can still use the same colorway. You can still use the same, the same logo, like the R. You don't have to change all of that. You just have to change Redskins to Red Tails. Do you think that the Redskins and the Washington Football Club should consider changing their color scheme? Because if you look at it, we showed this on HQ, there's a significant and striking difference between every other DC sports team. They all have sort of a Giants red, a borderline Giants red and a Giants blue and like the Caps and the Nats. They all have this red. It's not maroon like the Redskins. Should the Redskins?
Red, white, and blue red.
Yeah. It's like a red. Yeah, exactly. It's more American and DC-ish.
Yeah, they couldn't change.
I don't hate the idea if they decided to do that and to be more red. It would clash a little bit. And I think old school people would hate it, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are red. Are there any other teams that are red? 49ers are sort of, they're that star.
No, they're garnet and gold.
Garnet, that's what it is. Yeah, I'm fine. I think the color scheme softens the blow for the anti-game.
What if they just change their name to the Garnet Griffins?
And Kevin Garnett can be the new GM.
No, but it's Kevin Garnett on the body of a
lion.
Yeah, with wings, with eagle wings.
Yeah, I like the Red Tails. The Panda Bears are hilarious. I don't think they would do that. But if you have to choose a name that's not on this guy's list, where are you at?
Well, I mean,
yeah, you can say that, but
can I say it on the podcast?
Just making sure you're the one announcing it, not me.
I mean, I think it should be the Washington Rednecks. I mean, as a redneck, I can say that.
What's the mascot?
Me.
There you go. That's the right answer, by the way.
No, it's like it's a hillbilly on a tractor with a hayseed on a tractor with a straw in his mouth and a little straw hat. I'd be like, why not?
Then you get
really, really roll it back. I don't know. Debo would probably end up cutting that out. That's fine. I don't understand why that's offensive. That cannot possibly be offensive. If I can't say rednecks, where are we? Where are we in life?
We're hee-haws.
I'm on a farm, damn it.
Hee-haw's still on reruns, I think, somewhere. Like, I saw Hee-haw somehow stumble across a couple years ago. That was the embodiment of being a guy on the porch playing the instruments with his brother.
No. Yeah, I mean, if it's not on the list, I don't know. Is Warhawks, is that out there?
Yep, nope, it's on the list.
Is it on the list?
Warhogs, let's see, Warhawks.
Oh, Warhawks.
Let's see. No, Washington Red Tailed Hawks.
I feel like going with war is probably a bad idea in the long run. Like at some point, isn't somebody like if you're going to be offended by bullets, aren't you going to be offended by war?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just saying, like if you're gonna change the name after 20 years of refusing to do it, go ahead and get something that you know won't be offensive. Like unless. Like Red Tails isn't going to be offensive ever, right?
Shouldn't be, unless you're a bird lobbyist and you know they're dying.
World War II Tuskegee Airmen. I mean, like it makes total sense, right?
I think they own it. The squatter owns it.
Yeah. Were the Red Tails? They were all African American. Am I right about that?
I think so. And they put red paint on the tail of their planes.
I guess you could argue that, like, they wouldn't appreciate being dishonored by a crappy football team.
Right.
I would just say, I mean, like, look, it's 2020. You're going to get people who are going to have issues.
The Bears really hate the Chicago Bears, the real Bears, like Grizzly Bears.
Right. I mean, like, until animals can talk, we're probably mostly safe. But I would say I have no problem with red tails, warriors, red wolves. I mean, just pick something. Let's get on with it.
Yep. I'm with you there. So we'll see how long it takes.
I like Warhawks or Red Wolves.
And so, you know, EK, one of the big wigs at CBSSports.com who runs up the podcast, he went to Miami University along with our own John Breach. Like I mentioned, they were the Redskins, and then they changed to the Red Hawks as well. So there's some.
It was Fred Smoot, I believe, who came up with Red Wolves. Fred Smoot of Running Through the Okra fame.
That's right.
You'll recall that from back in the day, man.
I used to call him Captain Smoot because he was on the old sex boat there.
He was on the Vikings love boat. That's right. And then, I mean, he is running through the Okra Patch. Debo, do you know that? Is that something that the kids talk about?
No.
God, that's sweet. 5 or 6 years ago now, maybe.
Yeah. No, it was 2013.
Golly.
Fred Smoot was on today. Reddit AMA. We wrote about it, I think, maybe for CBS, which seems like something we should not have done. We can't talk about it on here. But he talked about the Love Boat incident, and he explained what running through the Okra Patch is.
I don't know what it means, running through the Okra Patch, so I have to look
at it. EK, who is a Redskins fan, says that Red Wolves is probably my favorite so far. I just hope they don't go red, white, blue color scheme. I'm more concerned about that. All right, so I think if you keep the old scheme, the color scheme, and then go with a new name that's sort of similar, then old school Redskins fans will get along, be fine with it at some point in time.
If you go red, white, and blue, it's like you're now trying to be like the Giants. Just stick with what you got.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's get out of here. Great show, as always. Redskins are no more. We'll find out what the new team name is, and of course, we'll be back with another emergency podcast when that happens. But for now, subscribe, rate, and review. Talk to you guys later.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.